Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Nun Hey, the second to last daf of Masechta Sukkah. We're holding a daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We are at Meisve, a few lines from the end of the page still, and today's or the second, the second wide line on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. So today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him so very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. First thing we're going to discuss, we're going to continue to talk about Rav Acha's chiddush from yesterday, and that chiddush was that each of the karbanos musaf got another 9 tekiyos. So when we're doing the cheshbonos of how many tekiyos there were on any given day, if there are multiple karbanos musaf, that added 9 tekiyos for each additional karban musaf there was, if there were multiple kedushas. So we're going to continue to try to reject that shita, and we're going to have a final question on Rav Acha to finally reject him, and then we're going to have another tiyufta from a brisa about each day's shir shal musaf rather than about the tekiyos, but it's going to be another tiyufta on Rav Acha, and then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to develop three different approaches to the Kriyas HaTorah and to musaf when you have a Sveika Diyoma. Which Kriyas HaTorah do you do when you have a Sveika Diyoma? Meaning it's still Nogaya for us in Chutz La'aretz, even though we're beginning via Diyarcha, we still act as if we have a Sveika Diyoma. So what do you do about Kriyas HaTorah? What do you do about musaf? Then the Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis is going to talk about how the Karbanos were split amongst the various Mishmaros. And the Gemara is going to tell us right before the Mishnah what the Shivim Parim are connected. Why it is, it's such an unusual set of Karbanos that total 70 Parim over the course of Sukkot, what that corresponds to. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to talk about how we divide up the Karbanos of the Regalim. So let us begin. We are again at Meisve, the second wide line on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. So it says Gemara Meisve, Rosh Chodesh Shachalios B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh Doche Shir Shal Shabbos. The Shir of Rosh Chodesh is Doche, pushes away the Shir of Shabbos. V'Yisa, but if it's true that Rav Acha is correct, Leimah de Shabbos V'Leimah de Rosh Chodesh. Why not say both? Say the Shir Shal Shabbos and also say the Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh. So it must be that they didn't say a Shir and a Tekiyah for each and every Karban. So that's a Raya against Rav Acha, because Rav Acha thought 9 additional tekiyos, additional shear for each and every carbon musaf. And Sugmara Amar of Safra, my docha, docha l'kadim. No, when we say that the shear shal Rosh Chodesh is docha, the shear shal Shabbos, that just means that when you do both of them, do the shear shal Rosh Chodesh first. It doesn't mean instead of, it means prior to. So says Gemara Vamai, Tadir Vashenu, Tadir Kodam. Well, when it comes to deciding which one to do first, we have a rule for that. Tadir Vashenu, Tadir Kodam tells us that which is done more frequently should be done first. Shabbos comes every week, Rosh Chodesh comes every month. Shabbos should come first, not Rosh Chodesh. Am Rabbi Yochanan Leidashukva Rosh Chodesh Bizmano. We dafka make a point of having Rosh Chodesh come first because we want to publicize as much as possible that the Rosh Chodesh was Hukva Bizmano, that we were able to, that today in fact is Rosh Chodesh. Now the Lashon Bizmano implies that it's not just that we want to publicize today as Rosh Chodesh, that it's dafka when the month rather was a 29-day month and not a 30-day month, and we're able to be Kovei Rosh Chodesh on the earlier day. Hukva Bizmano. It sounds like that's what we need to highlight. From Rashi also, Sharov b'nei Adam l'ro'u chidush halavana. That most people didn't see the chidush halavana, and they wouldn't know that today's Rosh Chodesh. By the next day, everybody would know it's Rosh Chodesh, because it has to be. So it sounds that it's only this is only really necessary when it's a 29-day month. So Nuchaschinuch is medayek, that yeah, you only need pirsum when you're koveya day 30 as Rosh Chodesh, and not when day 31 is Hukva as Rosh Chodesh. However, the Brisa is not really mechalik. It sounds like there would always be Maktim Shel Rosh Chodesh before Shel Shabbos, even if Rosh Chodesh was Hukva. It doesn't say when it's a short month, then we're Maktim Shel Rosh Chodesh to Shel Shabbos. The Rambam writes, Kedei lefarsim, Rambam in Hilchos Tamidim, Parag Vav Aloch Yud, Kedei lefarsim, Shahayom Rosh Chodesh. Just to let it be known that today is Rosh Chodesh. Nothing about Shehukva Bizmano, that it's about that Rosh Chodesh was Hukva Bizman. Just to let it be known that that day is Rosh Chodesh. So the Aruch Nehor points out, why is it that the Rambam was Meshane from the Lashon of the Gemara? So he says the Gemara only says to be Maktim, so the Hoda'ah is that Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh Chal Bizmano, that if they have a simon that today is Rosh Chodesh, then it would be good enough even if you weren't maktim. So when he explains that when it falls up as mano, so there is kiddush shemayim and kiddush beis din. I'm getting a little confused there. All right, we'll leave the Aruch there. But the point is that it sounds from the Gemara that it's only this piercing is only necessary when it's hukdash bizmano. However, the Rambam does not distinguish between hukdash bizmano and not hukdash bizmano. It's interesting though. Tosos seems to note that when the Gemara the way the Gemara plays out is the Gemara first thought that Rosh Chodesh is docha Shabbos entirely, that we don't do Shir Shal Shabbos, we only do Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh. And then the Gemara says, no, it comes earlier. Then the Gemara asks, I told the Vishayim Tadi Tadi Kodem. The implication is we could not have asked Tadi Vishayim Tadi Tadi Kodem at stage one of the Gemara, when we thought that Rosh Chodesh is the only thing we do, and we just don't do Shal Shabbos, but the Gemara didn't ask Tadi Vishayim Tadi Tadi Kodem. So the implication of the Gemara is that Tadi Vishayim Tadi Tadi Kodem is only a rule when you're going to do both, and it's a matter of which one comes first. When it was a matter of doing one or the other, it didn't bother us that we chose to do the Eino Tadir one. So that's why Tosfos points out over here that that really Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Kodem has to do with choosing one over the other as well. From the, he says, Misvara, Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Kodem should apply even when it's a real Dechia. And therefore, even without Rav Safra saying that it's only about which one comes first and that we're doing both of them, the Gemara could have asked Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Kodem. The Gemara just let it play out before asking the question. So that's very relevant, lahalacha, that Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodem, according to Tosos, applies even when you're not going to do both of them, even when you have to choose one or the other. Magen Avraham asks, based on this, on what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon Tafresh Pepe's, that when Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is also Chanukah, falls on Shabbos, we say that we're Maftir Rani V'Simchi, which is the Haftorah of Chanukah, not the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh. So the Magen Avraham says, since Tadi V'Sheinu Tadi Tadi Kodem, why don't we say that even with Dechiyah Gemura, where you have to do one or the other, that we should do that which is more Tadir? So we should have done the Rosh Chodesh Haftorah, which is more Tadir, not the Chanukah Haftorah, which only comes up once a year. The Shibali Alekid quotes from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid and in other Svarim as well, other early Svarim as well, that we are Maftir Shal Rosh Chodesh, that Eino Chinami, because Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodem. So apparently this is an early Machlokas. Now, why is it that we'd be Maftir V'Shal Chanukah? After all, Magen Avraham's Kasha is a good Kasha. Why not say Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodem? So Tosos writes in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Chav Gimel that in order to be Mefarsem the Neis Shal Chanukah, we do this. Meaning what you see from our Gemara is that when there's a need for a particular pirsum, we're willing to sacrifice Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodem. So by Chanukah, there's an inyan of pirsum enisa, so there's a particular need for pirsum to publicize that it's Chanukah, and therefore we're maftir b'shel Chanukah and not maftir b'shel Rosh Chodesh. Okay, says the Gemara further now, v'hai akira avdinan, akira achrisa avdinan. Really, is that the heker that we do, that we do the shir shel Rosh Chodesh before the shir shel Shabbos? There's another heker that we do to let it be known that that it's Rosh Chodesh. Titnan, chelvei tomet shel shachar, nitan michatzi kevesh ulamata b'mizrach. The fats of the tomet shel shachar are put on the bottom half of the eastern side of the ramp. The six kohanim that were zochah to bring the evari atomet to the mizbeach after it was shechted and after it was skinned would put it on the bottom half of the ramp, and the eight amos of the easternmost eight amos. The ramp is 16 amos wide, so the eastern eight amos, and that was the simin that it was from the carbon tamid. And then an additional kohen would come and would be mala the evarim up to the mizbeach and would be makted them. And the musafin were put also on the bottom half of the ramp, but on the western side of the bottom half of the ramp. So that way it would be very clear that there is a carbon musaf today. That was a simin that people shouldn't get confused between them and be maktir the musaf before the tamid. The musaf had its own spot, and they would know that that this is the carbon musaf, that's the carbon tamid, and you have to bring carbon tamid first. Rosh Chodesh, Nitanin Tachas Karkov HaMizbeach Ulamata. and the Evarim of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh Dafka were put underneath the Soviv, were put lower than the Soviv. The ramp was 32 amos long, and it went on an incline, obviously it's a ramp, to a height of 9 amos, because even though the total height of the Mizbech is 10 amos, but that's only with the cardinals and Mizbech, so it was a height of 9 amos, because you have the 1 amma Yesod, and then 5 amos, and 3 amos, so it went to a height of 9 amos. At the 6 amma mark of the Mizbech, there's the Soviv, so two-thirds up the length of the ramp is the height of the Soviv. So that's where they put the Evarim of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, below that mark. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan comments that the reason they put the Evarim of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh higher than everything else, everything else had to be in the bottom half of the ramp. This is in the bottom two-thirds, but the top half of the ramp. So it's in between the halfway point and the two-thirds point of the ramp. Leida Shukva Rosh Chodesh Bizmano, to let it be known that Rosh Chodesh was Shukva Bizmano. So don't you see, we had another hacker to let it be known that Rosh Chodesh was Shukva Bizmano. I don't need a hacker of allowing the Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh to precede the Shir Shal Shabbos, and Zmar Treyakir of Dinan. Yeah, we do a couple of Hekerim. The Chazi Hai Chazi, the Chazi Bai Chazi. If a person sees one of the Hekerim, good, so then he saw that one. If someone sees another one of the Hekerim, so good, so then he'll see that one. We have to do a multiple Hekerim to let it be known. Now, the idea of putting the Evarim on the Chatzi Kevesh of the Mata, the Mefarshim, the Rishonim give different reasons why it is that we put the Evarim of the Tamid and typical Kabarnos Musaf on the bottom half of the ramp of the Mizbeach. The Rush writes in Maseches Tamid that if they put it Lamaila, so you might come to burn them right away, and they're not going to have time to daven properly in between, because they're supposed to daven as well. They're tefilos as well. As we mentioned the other day, that the tefilos are keneged tmidim tiknum. It's not b'makom tmidim. They had tefilos as well during the bizman abayis. So we didn't want to jump the gun and be makti the karbanos too quickly. They had to be time to be mispalel as well. Second reason the Rosh quotes Maseches Tamid is that the halacha and the halacha afterwards from the Mizbeach should be a chashva avoda. So if there's nothing to do, if it's already there, it's already right next to the top of the Mizbeach, no, you want to give chashivas to the next person that's going to go and bring up the limbs from the ramp to the Mizbeach. So we put it on the lower half of the Mizbeach to give him something to do, so that he'll have to walk them up a little bit. So other approaches taken as well as to why exactly it is that that we place these limbs on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara further now. Another kasha on Rav Acha. Again, Rav Acha said that we're tokea for each and every Musaf. 9 separate tkios for each Musaf. So Meisvei, the Gemara challenges, Ditani, Rav Bar Shmuel, Yachal, Kashem Shatokan al Shabbos Bifnei Atzmo, Ve'al Rosh Chodesh Bifnei Atzmo. You might think that just like we do tkios for the Musaf of Shabbos when there's no other Musaf, when it's just a regular Shabbos, and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh when there's no other Musaf, it's just a regular Rosh Chodesh, Kach you token al kol musaf a musaf, that we should also be tokea for each and every musaf. Tamalomar brashe chachechem. That's why the pasuk says brashe chachechem, and that's the Brisa teaches us. The Torah is teaching us. The Brisa tells us that we're only tokea once. So you see, beferish in the Brisa that we're not tokea for two separate musafin against Rav Acha, explicitly against Rav Acha. Tiyufta, Rabbi Acha, tiyufta, and that therefore is a checkmate. Tiyufta on double tiyufta on Rabbi Acha. How can you say we blow 9 tekiyos for each and every musaf? It says that you might think that that just like you blow for each musaf when they're the only musaf of that day. No, tabalomar, that you don't do it when you don't do for each musaf when there are multiple musafin. Says Umar, but yeah, how did that pasuk teach us that? We said based on the pasuk of Uvarashei Chachechem, my Talmudah, how do I see from the pasuk of Uvarashei Chachechem that when Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos coincide that we only blow one set of tekiyos? Where does it say that? So Amar Abaye, Amakra, Uvarashei Chachechem, Hukshu Kolach Chadashim Kulam Zelazev. Rosh Chachechem tells me that every Rosh Chodesh has the same rules, meaning you blow the same number of tekiyos in every Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes Rosh Chodesh is on a weekday, sometimes Rosh Chodesh is on a Shabbos, and you're still blowing the same number of tekiyos. Or Rav Ashi Yamar, Ksiv Chad Shechem. It says Chad Shechem without a Yud, so it sounds like Lashon Yachid. Ksiv Uksiv Uberashay, which is Lashon Rabin. So that's Astira. So the Torah is speaking on one chodesh that has two rashim. It's one chodesh, but it somehow has two heads to the chodesh. Veza chodesh sheyesh al shnei roshim. What chodesh has two heads? Havyom is a Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah because it's also Rosh Chodesh and also Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's complaining. You know, Daf Yomi had. Well, why is it that we learned the Daf Yomi in this order? We should have learned Maseches Rosh Hashanah already. You know, we did Yuma and we did Sukkah. That Beitza. Whoa, Rosh Hashanah's coming up. But you know, Hashkacha has it that we learn a little bit about Rosh Hashanah right now also. So what is the chodesh that has shnei chadashim? It's dafka Rosh Hashanah that has shnei rashim because there are two karbanos musaf. There's karban musaf for Rosh Chodesh and karban musaf for Rosh Hashanah. And still the Amar Rachmana chachem chadhu. And still it says chachem b'lashon singular b'lashon yachid to tell me that it's only one, that you're only tokeya once, even though there are two musafins. That's an additional kasha on Rav Acha. Or that's an additional explanation of how we see from the pasuk that we only blow once to highlight that kasha on Rav Acha. Then the Gemara says, and I got another kasha on Rav Acha. Well, wait a second. Do I need another one? We already had tiyufta de Rabbi Acha tiyufta. We had a double tiyufta. Why would I need a second challenge on Rabbi Acha? So the Aruch Haner is bothered by this question. Once you already have a tiyufta, it seems to be overkill to come up with another. So he suggests that Rabbi Acha said two chidushim. Number one, he said that there's a shear for each and every musaf, and number two, that there's a tkia for each and every shear. So from the braisa of Rav Bar Shmuel, that we left with a kasha that you're not tokeya base pa'am, you're not tokeya twice. Now the Gemara says, not only you're not tokeya twice, you're not going to have a separate shear twice. We want to attack each, even though they're tully zebazet, seemingly, we want to attack each of the statements that Rabbi Acha made. Furthermore, he suggests Rabbi Acha brought a makar from a brisa and from a pasuk. So that which Rav Bar Shmuel also brought a pasuk and a brisa, okay, but who's to say that his is any better than Rabbi Acha's pasuk and brisa? So that's why we ask from an additional brisa to sort of tip the scales. Now we have two brisas on the side against Rabbi Acha, even though Rabbi Acha had his own brisa to support him. So the Gemara challenges Rabbi Acha further. Va'o Tanya, we have a brisa that tells us how they did the shir in the Musaf on Chagasukos, b'chala shal moed b'rishon, the first day of Chala moed Sukkos. Maho yomrim, what did they say? So Havel Hashem b'nei Elim, they would say the whole Mizmar of Havel Hashem b'nei Elim, because that was the beginning of the Simchas Pesach Hashoeva. So and that's where they say Havel Hashem Kavod va'oz and Kol Hashem al Hamayim. So it's Merames al Nisach Hamayim. So it's an appropriate thing to say on the first day of Chol HaMoed, the first day of Simchas Pesach Hashoeva. V'sheini ma'o yomrim, on the second day of Chol HaMoed, what would they say? So they would say the entire Mizmar Nun of Tehillim. Ularash ha'amar al-kim, because that has Divrei Musar, and for those who are gathering in the Azar for the Mitzvah of Chag, and to be Sameach b'Simchas HaChag, so we say, Malach al-Saper Chukai, why do you have if you're not going to be Chozer B'Tshuva, why do you show up? I mean, the whole purpose of showing up over here is to be Chozer B'Tshuva. And it says, Zevach al-Kim Toda, Avishilim le'elyon nidarecha in that Mizmar, because Chag HaSukkos is the third of the Regalim, so that's the time where you violate Bal Ta'acher if you haven't brought the Karbanos that you were supposed to bring. If a person took a Neder and he didn't bring until three Regalim passed, Kisidron in order, he violates Bal Ta'acher. And in the end of the Mizmar, Mishabeach, anyone who's Shav B'Tshuva, we say, Zoveach Toda Yichadnan. So it's appropriate also for that time of year. B'shlishi, on the third day of Chol HaMoed Mayu Omrim, what would we say? We would say the second half of Mizmar Tzadi Dalet in Tehillim. Mi Yakum Li Im Mireim. So that Mizmar speaks about the Tzaros of Klal Yisrael, that they were Meshubed and Bayesheni under Malchei Paras, Yavan, and Romi, and nevertheless, we still celebrate properly, and we daven Mi Yakum Li Im Mireim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from these Mireim. Lule Hashem Izrasali Kimat Shachna Dumanavshi Ema Martimot HaRagli Tam Chumecha Yishashu, like we're talking about our Tzaros, that even in our tzaros, we don't withhold from coming to enjoy the comfort of the presence of the Shechina, the comfort of being in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Paravi Mayo Yomrim, what would we say on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed? We would say the first half of Mizmor Tzadi Dalet, Binu Ba'arim Ba'am. Because on Sukkot it's the Zman of Matnos Aniyim. It's where we gather in all the Tavur from the field, and you got to give the Matanos to the Aniyim. So when we come now in these, toward these last days, where everyone's going to be going back home, so we read in front of the Levim, and we remind everybody, and the Levim rather read in front of them and remind everybody that they should make sure they take the Maestros properly, and don't say, no one's going to see me, no one's going to know, and everything is done privately. Binu bar and ba'am, that you're going to say, oh, who's going to know what I'm really doing? Hanotea ozen alo yishmam, yotzerayin alo yabit, hayosagayim alo yuchiyach. Hashem hears and sees and knows everything. So don't think they can get away with it. HaKadosh Baruch, you have to have a little year of Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch who knows and sees and hears everything. V'chamishimayu omrim, what would we say on the fifth day of Chol HaMoed? Hasirosim yisechel shichmo. And that is Divrei Tanchumen, that the Navi says, that even if you're experiencing a tzara, but tzara karasa v'chatzeka encha b'seisa ra'am evchon chal memri v'sela, that ultimately what's going to test us is our tefilos, that there's going to be a psak din on the mayim, because we're mispalel for mayim on the chag, and it says Anochi Hashem Elokecha Malach Meretzayim Harchev Picha V'Amaleihu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send abundant bracha ve'achileihu mechelav chita, and the wheat is going to be robust because it's going to rain so nicely. And then b'shishi mayu omrim, on the last day of Chol HaMoed, on the sixth day, what do they say? They would say the entire Mizmor Pei Beis in Tehillim, which begins Elokim Nitzabad Askel, and then goes on to say Yimotu Kol Mostei Aretz. And they said that because it says in that chapter, it says Ani Varash Hatstiku, which means you should give Maisos. And it says Lo Yodu Lo Yavinu, that someone who doesn't pay attention to understand this, Bechashecha Yisalachu, ultimately he's going to go in the darkness of death. Yimotu Kol Mostei Aretz is going to bring famine to the world. That a person has to be giving of the Maisos, Mechal Shabbos Be'echel Mehem, and if Shabbos is Chal on one of these days, so then you only say the Shir of Shabbos, and then and everything gets pushed off a day. So Yimotu Yidcha. So then everything, Yimotu would be pushed off Legamri, and Yimotu gets cancelled, meaning you're not going to, obviously one of them is going to have to be cancelled if you're skipping a day, so Yimotu is the one that gets cancelled. Rav Savra Manach Busimana, Rav Savra gave a simon of Rosh Hetevis to remember the order of the Shir that you're supposed to say. Humbahi. So what's the simon? It's Havu, Ularasha, Miyakum, Binu, Hasirosi, and Yimotu. Rav Papa disagreed. He says Hasirosi comes before Binu Barim. So Manabu Simani, he also gave a simon, but it's Humabi. He just flipped around the hay and the bays because that's the proper order to say it. Visimanach, and the way to remember who says what, that which simon Rav Nassan gave, which simon Rav Safra gave, rather, is Ambua de Safri. That there was an expression, the mavuos, the alleyways of the Melamed Tinokos, where people would go so to gather together, the parents would pick up carpool or whatever, that's where the courtyard was. So over here, you remember that phrase, so the Safri sounds like Safra, so Ambua sounds like Humbahi, so that's how you know that he's the one that said Humbahi. So bottom line is, though, you see from this brisa that if Shabbos falls on one of these days, you forget the Shir Shel Chag of that day, and you only do Shir Shel Shabbos. And that's the whole point of bringing this whole brisa, to show that Rabbi Yachar was incorrect when he said that you blow 9 separate tequilas for each Musaf, and that you have a separate shear for each Musaf. No, we canceled the shear when it came on Shabbos, and instead we did the shear Shal Shabbos. We substituted with the shear Shal Shabbos. So it says, Rabbi Yachar Baruch Hanina, Kroma Sisa Kamar. Rabbi Yachar Baruch Hanina, he had a pasuk, he had a braisa. So Ravina, Lomer Shema Arichin B'tkios. The braisa that he bought just said that Akolufi Amusaf and Token. He touched that up to mean, what does it mean, Akolufi Amusaf and Token? Oh, must mean that you blow separate tequilas for each Musaf. That's not what it means. It means that when there are two Musafin, you're marich b'tkios, and you say the shir, that same shir, longer to make sure that it's still going on while you're bringing the nesachim of both karbanos, but not that you do a second shir. Rabbanu Dekishim Shred Rav Yacha Amri Lomer Shemar B'Betokin. That when there are two Musafin, we add chatzotros to blow together, but it's still just considered tkiyah achas because it's just a little more musical accompaniment. So says Gemara, okay, va'anan this on Shrei Yomi. We who have two Yom Tovim, meaning we in Chutzlaretz, Bnei Chutzlaretz, who have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, Hechi Avdinan, what do we do about Tefillas Mosav? What do we do about Kriyas HaTorah? Which day do we read? Which day's Kriya do we read? Abayi Yomer Sheni Yidoche. That on the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the third day from the beginning of Yom Tov, we read a Biyom HaShlishi, and the Parsha Biyom HaSheni gets rejected. Rava Amar Shvi'i Yidacha, that on the first day of Chol HaMoed, we read a Biyom HaSheni, and we go in that order, and therefore the last day, Shvi'i, never gets read. Taidi Kavasi de Rava, we have a Braisa that says, like Rava, Imchal Shabbos Yos Be'achon Man, Yimotu Yidacha. So you see from there that the Parsha that's rejected to that day, you say the next day, and the last one, meaning everything gets pushed off a day. That's what it says. And only the last one gets cancelled. It's the last one that we never get to. But everything gets pushed off a day. So it's not the first one that's cancelled, it's the last one that's cancelled. Iskar Amemer Narda de Medalgi de Luge. Amemer made a takan in Narda that they would skip around, meaning on the first day of Chol HaMoed they would say Ubiyom HaSheni and also Ubiyom HaShlishi, because it's a Safik Sheni, Safik Shlishi. The next day, the second day of Chol HaMoed, which is the fourth day from the beginning of Yom Tov, they'd say Biyom HaShlishi U'Biyom HaRvi, because that's the Sfeikat Yoma, and so on. And that way we wouldn't have to skip anything, we would just hedge our bets and say both of them, say everything. So that's Medaleg Deluge. That's an interesting discussion in Halacha. Are you really allowed to do that? You're allowed to just be Medaleg in Kriyas HaTorah. Now the Tosos writes in Maseches Megillah and Daf Chav Beis that L'Chadchila you're not really supposed to be Medaleg and to be Chozer Rekore. You're not supposed to read later that which comes earlier. Right? Rashi says that over here that let's say each day you would read two Kriyos, and the way you would do it is the whoever gets the Revi'i, which is the additional Aliyah for Chol HaMoed, more than you would normally only have three Aliyos. It's most nicker that he's getting the Aliyah for Kavod Hayom. He would read the two Sveke Hayom, and if it's Shabbos, he reads the Maftir. And the first three were not so makbid about their Kriya; they could read whatever they want. But the minhag of Rabos of Shul Rashi is that the first two would read the Shnei Sveke Hayom, the third would read the next day's the one that follows. That's something not part of the Sveke Hayom, and then the fourth would go back and read both Sveke Hayom together. So Tosos writes in the Maseches Megillah that normally you're not supposed to skip around. Now, I'm not supposed to go and read that which was already read, but there are two exceptions. Number one is if you're going to have to end up reading a Kriya that's not made in Yom HaShalyom as Achron, unless you go back, and you're going to end up reading something that's totally irrelevant. And number two is, like in the case of our Sugya, that even though you're able to read L'Ravi'i another 2 days, it's still made in Yom HaShalyom, just like the Shlishi read the next day's Kriya, but still there's a special inyan that the Ravi'i should read the Shtei Sveikos Hayom, because that's the most Chashava of all the Kriyos. So he, Dafka, should be the one to read the Shnei Sveikos Hayom. There's a tshuva in the Chassam Sofer who's asked about a Bal Koreh who read in Rosh Hashanah the Kriyas HaTorah of Yitzchak's birth, like you're supposed to. And then one of the Olos HaTorah, the Olos HaTorah before the Achron, read until the end of the Kriya of Rosh Hashanah. So now what do? Do you go back and are you Medaleg? So Chassam Sofer says, typically, you would have to be medali because you don't want the last guy to be reading something that's not at all Mein Yano Shalyom, like Tosa says. But he says, what follows? Akedas Yitzchak follows. Good, that's Mein Yano Shalyom also. So if Dafka for Rosh Hashanah, you can read what follows. You can read the whatever comes next in the Torah, because whatever comes next in the Torah happens to be Akedas Yitzchak. Okay, says the Mishnah. Yom Tov Rishchag, Hoyisham Shoshas Raparim, Elim Shayim Usi'ir Echad. These were the number of animals that they had of Karbanos on the first day of Yom Tov. Nishtarisham arba asr kvasim. They were makriv 14 kvasim on each day of the chag. Ulushmona mishmaros. And those kvasim they divided among 8 mishmaros. Biom rishon shisha makriv and shnayim shnayim. On the first day, 6 of them would bring 2 each. So that was a total of 12. And then vashar, the other 2 mishmaros, echad echad. Each got only 1, so that's how you got to 14. Vasheni, on the second day, where the parei chag were nisma'it, so there were only 15 karbanos that were divided among the mishmaros. So, and there were 14 kvasim to divide among the 9 mishmaros, because there are 24 mishmaros total. So the 15 parim went to the first 15 mishmaros. 9 more mishmaros had to now divide the 14 kvasim. So how would they divide the 14 kvasim? Chamisha makrivin shnayim shnayim. 5 would bring 2 each. Vashar, and the other 4, echad echad, would bring 1 each. And it keeps on going. Bashlishi, when there was 1 less par on the third day, where there were only 14 karbanos that were divided among 14 mishmaros, and now they had 14 kvasim to divide among the remaining 10 mishmaros. Sarba, makrim, and shnayim, shnayim. There are 4 that get doubles. Vashar, echad echad, and the other mishmaros get 1 each. Barvi, on the fourth day, where again, take away another par, there are only 13 karbanos that were divided among the 13 mishmaros, leaving 14 kvasim for 11 remaining mishmaros. Shlosh makrim shnayim shnayim v'ashar echad echad. So 3 would bring 2 each, and the rest 1 each. Bachamishi again goes down another one. Shnayim makrim shnayim shnayim v'ashar echad echad. Bashishi echad makrim shnayim v'ashar echad echad. That only 1 would get doubles, and bashvi kulam shavin. And then by the 7th day, where there was even fewer, where he only had 10 parim, the connected the 10 mishmaros, so you had 14 kvasim left for the remaining 14 mishmaros, so everybody gets exactly 1. And then bashmini chazru the pious kiragalim. And then by shmini atzeres, where there was only par echad, ayel echad, shiva kvasim, the numbers were way down, so not every mishmar is going to get an opportunity, so that's why they go back to a pious, they go back to a lottery system to determine. So amru mishik or parim ayom, someone who brought parim on a given day, the first 13 mishmaros, lo yak of the macher, they would not allow them to bring a par. They did not get precedence to bring a par the next day. El chosun chalila, they would make sure everybody gets turns to be able to be one of the mishmaros that brings a par. So now says Gemara, name of Masnis and Rebbe, he below Rabbanan. Our Mishnah seems to be like the sheet of Rebbe, not like the sheet of the Rabbanan. Titanya para bab shmini, but chila mafisin aleha. The single par that you bring on shmini atzeres, they would be mafayis among all the mishmaros as if it were the first of the order of karbanos. Divrei Rebbe, v'cham momrim achas mishnei mishmaros dol shil shubaparim osa oso. That since there are 24 mishmaros and there are 70 parim, so that means 2 mishmaros didn't get to bring a third par, because 24 times 3 is 72. Right, so there are 70 parim. 2 of them didn't get to bring a third par. Those are the ones that get precedence when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, says the Chachamim. But our Mishnah didn't say that way, right? Our Mishnah said that you're mefaisim b'tchila, that you would start a new pious and everybody's included. Says Marna, afil teim rabbanon atu shtei mishmaros afil suberi. No, we could even be assuming like the rabbanon. Those last 2 mishmaros also needed to make a pious to determine which of those last 2 is going to be the one to bring the carbon on Shmini. Which shita works with the following brisa? All the mishmaros get to bring 2 or 3 parim, except for 2 mishmaros that get to bring 2 parim, but they don't get to bring a third par. Name a Rebbe v'lo Rabbanan. That sounds like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanan, because according to the Rabbanan, one of those last 2 is also going to be able to bring a third par on Shmini Atzeres. It's just there's only going to be 1 left out in the cold. So says Mara, I feel the tamer Rabbanan. My lo shilshu bepari achad. No, it could even be going like the Rabbanan. When we say lo shilshu, it means they don't get to bring a third of the 70 parei achad. They will get a third par if one of them will get a third par on Shmini Atzeres, but not among the parei achad. And the Bryce is telling me that if you brought parim that day, then you don't get to bring parim the next day. It keeps on, we take turns and we make sure that every mishmar gets an equal opportunity. Amar Rav Lazar, hani shivim parim keneged me. What do these 70 parim that we bring on Sukkot correspond to? Keneged shivim umos. It corresponds to the 70 nations of the world, because on Chag HaSukkos we're nidon alamayim, so we bring parim keneged the umos to be mechaper for them, because when it rains, it typically rains for the whole world, right? So it's something that they, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give them rain if they don't deserve it, so they need a kapara also. Par yichidi lama keneged uma yichida. Why do we have that one par on Shmini Atzeres? That's keneged the uma yichida. That's keneged Am Yisrael. So a mashal melech basa v'dam shamar la'avadav. It's a mashal like a melech basa v'dam says to his servants, asuli su'ud gedola, make me a big feast that will last for many days, and then Yom Achron, at the end of the Suuda, Amar Lo Avo, he says to his Oev, Asei Li Suuda Ketana, Kedei Sha'ahana Mimcha. Make for me a little Suuda, so that we can have some intimate time, we can enjoy each other's company. Right? Sometimes you make a big Simcha, and everyone's invited, everyone comes, and it's a big party, and there's a lot going on. And then at the end, everyone leaves, and the closest family just sits down. Is there any food left? Okay, whatever's left, we'll have something to eat. And everyone just enjoys a few moments together. So that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying. The whole party's over now. Just Klal Yisrael. We'll just have a Suda Katana where we'll be able to enjoy together. Am Rabbi Yochanan, I learned love the Chavim she ibdu ve'in yodin mashi ibdu. It's so wild that the Obdik Chavim have lost out so much with the loss of the Beis Hamikdash. They don't even realize what they lost. As much Beis Hamikdash kaim mizbeach mechaperlan achshav mi mechaperlan. They used to get a kapara through the Beis Hamikdash. Now there's nothing left to be mechaper for them. That kapara of the Beis Hamikdash is lost for them. So that corresponded to that. That's what the Shivim Parim correspond to. Okay, we'll stop there, but someone will pick up with the Mishnah and try to finish the Masechta tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.
You too, Zaygazans. Kol Tov.
Good day.